This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Things are moving full ahead with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. And a couple of weeks ago, we got to introduce you to one of the newest teachers. We have a new MacArthur Ag teacher, Hannah Sawyer, who is joining us this morning. Hannah, thank you for being with us. It's good to have you here. Good morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. So I am from Cerro Gordo, so not too far from Decatur. And I have more of a traditional agricultural background. I was raised on my family farm in Cerro Gordo, where we raised corn, soybeans, hay, and Angus cattle. And I grew a very strong interest in showing cattle because of my dad sharing his passion for cattle with me. And so, of course, I wanted to show cattle as well, and I started showing as soon as I turned 8 years old, and I was able to join 4-H and become a junior. I got my first Angus heifer and took her to all the surrounding county fairs, and my passion for beef production grew from there. And I showed for about 10 years. I was involved in 4-H and FFA. And now my husband and I have started our own beef production herd, and we farm alongside his husband and my husband's uncle and grandpa. And we also do hay, straw, corn, and soybeans, so kind of the traditional, and then a little bit of the diverse with the wheat. And so I'm excited to share my experiences with our students and bring them out here and see a farm in action.
Talk to me about how important 4-H and FFA were in your life as a young person, as a student.
Yeah, so I started very young. So 8 years old and 4-H is when you can join. And it's not just all about, you know, the corn, soybeans, beef cattle, or hog production either. It's also about learning leadership and how to be a member in your community. And you can also do different projects like photography and maybe things with your small pets at home. But it's very important because it helps you become a leader as a young adult. So I feel like FFA is where I found kind of my passion, even more of ag. And you find so many friends. You build lifelong relationships. And I've seen that already with some of our students at Eisenhower MacArthur. And it's just great because they're resources you can have in life. So,
and you learn lifelong skills, right? I mean, stuff that's going to benefit you for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes. A lot of leadership, a lot of resume building, a lot of career development. There's a lot that's in FFA and 4-H that's not just agriculture production. There's a lot of behind the scenes to make you a great employee as well. So,
all right. And so when did you know you went to Illinois State and got an ag communications degree? When did you decide to become a teacher? You know, what made you make that decision?
Well, so I've been in the district for about 5 years now. I started as a sub right after my bachelor's at ISU while I was kind of figuring out where I was going to go. And then I decided, you know, I want to go into education. And then I became a library media assistant for Eisenhower High School, where I was at for 4 years, and worked on I have a master's in library science. And as I was doing that, I was informed I could get my endorsement in ag education. And so I feel like I did a full circle, that I was supposed to be in ag the whole time, and it's supposed to be ag education. So when I was doing my master's, I was like, this is the way I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to be in education, but also share my passion of agriculture with students. So.
All right, and this is a family affair, right? I mean, not just you, but several members of your family.
Yes, so everyone but my dad works for the district. My mom's been a special education educator for 32 years for DPS. My oldest sister has been a social worker for DPS for a few years now. And my younger sister just finished her first year as a family consumer science teacher at Eisenhower. And I'll be starting my first year. So we are all in DPS, and I mean, we love it. We love the community. We come from a small rural school of Cerro Gordo, and I just love the atmosphere of our larger community in Decatur.
All right. Well, that's great. Talk to me about what's going on. Is the state FFA convention this week?
So it was. This past Monday, we spent a lot of time at our farm at our Dreamers, and we were planting, doing all that work. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we were spent the afternoons in Springfield at the 93rd Illinois State FFA Convention. It was super warm, but I think the kids really enjoyed it, and I think it inspired them to set goals to try and win some of the awards other kids in the state were receiving, which we did get to see some of our students receive some awards, which was really exciting, seeing them get those awards, especially from a year that we had with COVID. So I know they're really excited about getting those awards, and so we got some new plaques to hang on our wall at MacArthur. So we belong to Section 16, which has about 17 other schools in it, and our students competed against those other schools, and they won awards. MacArthur got the Strengthening Agriculture Award in our section. Building Communities Award for our section, and also Illinois Premier Chapter Award. So I know they were super excited to walk across that stage and get that plaque, and we get to hang it in our classroom now. So it was a great experience, and we got to see many students within the state win awards, but also share their talents, like singing. And I know we have great talent in DPS with choir, and the state FFA has their own choir. So I think we have some kids who may be interested and joining state FFA choir or singing and sharing their talent someday. So we're excited about that. We've got goals to get more hardware for our chapters.
All right, talk to me about what that Premier Chapter Award means. What defines that? What are the things that they're looking for to identify a Premier Chapter?
Yeah, so it's whoever, like, within the school district or within our chapter of the schools that are really working towards, you know, growing their chapter, you know, getting more students involved, and, you know, what can you do within your chapter to promote FFA and just grow and be that stronger chapter. And our students just took that on, and we're like, we want to set this goal, and we got it. And I know that that's something that they worked really hard at, and we're looking to keep that title and just to be that chapter for Illinois that is someone that other chapters can also look up to. So I know they're really, really excited about getting that award.
All right, talk to me a little bit about what is Fair Oaks Farm? Where is this? I understand it's a major attraction. Your family has a contract to provide hay and straw to them, but what is Fair Oaks Farm and where is it?
Yeah, so it's in Indiana, and that is something that we do. So we raise organic wheat and then, you know, make the straw from, you know, like the byproduct once the wheat grain is harvested itself. And so Fair Oaks is a large organic dairy in Indiana. And it's a large educational experience, and I really want to take our students there. And it's kind of it's an open concept of, you know, here we are in agriculture, and we don't have anything to hide. We just want to promote ag and, you know, come to the farm and see how dairy production works, the milking and, like, the birthing of the calves. And, like, you get to see that they have a calf born so many a day. So while you're there, you get to see that experience, and you get to see, like, behind the scenes and the milk going through the processing and all that. So we do, they're organic, so they can only have organic bedding and hay and whatnot. So we do supply a little bit of that for them, which is an interesting concept as well, because they're not your like small square straw bales like maybe many people think of that you can manhandle. These are actually like they're 3 foot by 3 foot by 9 foot. So they're very large bales that equipment actually has to pick up because they have such large production of cattle, so they need larger amounts. So, yeah, that is something we do, and I'd like to bring our students out to see the straw in production. So that's a pretty interesting concept, and hopefully we get to take our students to Fair Oaks to see the dairy production in action.
Well, if you're interested in going, you can go to fofarms.com is their website to tell you all about it. And so what's the rest of the summer look like for you, Hannah? Are you out at the science farm doing things, or what's the rest of the summer look like for you?
Yeah, so it's very busy. Like next week, we have our first week of camp. We have 3 camps set up for the week. Each week is a different group of kids, and next week's the first one, and we have a lot planned. We we're super excited to have the kids coming out here. We've been preparing. We have a lot of different leadership activities. They're going to learn information about our animals out there, our sheep, our chickens. We also are doing a lot in our gardens. The kids are going to learn about our crop production. So that's really big. That's a big project we've been working on for the summer. And then also we've been working on getting our lambs and show steers ready. Our show steers go next Sunday to a show in Cerro Gordo, the Pike County Fair. So this is when our kids are competing with our livestock and getting to put those skills they've learned about our livestock to the test. So we're excited and really rooting for them to do well with their animals. So,
all right. Well, listen, best of luck to you. We're super thrilled to have you. And thank you for being with us today. Hannah Sawyer, the new MacArthur Ag teacher, teaming up with Becca Merrill, who we introduced you to a little while ago with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.